Six signs of a stupid person. The wisdom of recognizing foolishness. Greetings, my friends. Come closer, for I am about to share with you a tale as old as time itself. You see, in my many years of walking this earth, observing its people and their ways, I have learned one truth. Intelligence is not always about how much you know, but how you live, how you treat others, and how you learn from your mistakes. Yet, there are certain signs, six unmistakable signs, that reveal a person to be foolish, or as some might say, stupid. Now, before you take offense or laugh this off, let me tell you why this matters. Recognizing these signs is not just about judging others. No, it's about looking within, avoiding these pitfalls ourselves, and helping those who may not even realize their folly. Let's walk this journey together, shall we? For the road to wisdom begins with awareness. To delve deeper, each of these signs carries a story, a lesson, and a mirror to hold up to ourselves. Let's explore them one by one. The first sign, a closed mind. Ah, the closed mind. A fortress of ignorance built brick by brick with fear, pride, and stubbornness. You've met these people, haven't you? They refuse to entertain new ideas, even when the truth is staring them in the face. A closed mind often disguises itself as confidence. But let me tell you, true confidence comes from knowing you don't know everything. The foolish person? They cling to their limited understanding as if it's the only lifeboat in a stormy sea. Here's a story for you. Once, I met a man who insisted the earth was flat. No amount of evidence or reasoning could sway him. Why? Because admitting he was wrong felt like admitting he was lesser. But this is only the surface. A closed mind doesn't just reject ideas, it rejects growth. Imagine if every inventor or pioneer had such a mindset. Progress, innovation, and connection with others require an open heart and mind. The truly wise, my friends, are humble enough to say, "I was mistaken." They not only embrace new truths, but also seek them out, unafraid of what they might uncover. Key takeaway: wisdom begins where the walls of the mind crumble. The second sign, constant blaming. Oh, how easy it is to point the finger. The foolish person is a master of excuses. Nothing is ever their fault. Missed a deadline? The system failed me. Lost a friendship? They were too sensitive. But deep down, we know the truth, don't we? Let me share another story. There was a young man in my village who dreamed of being a great artist. Yet, every time he failed to complete a painting, he blamed the tools, the lighting, even the weather. It wasn't until he took responsibility for his own effort, or lack thereof, that his talent truly blossomed. Taking accountability transformed his work and his relationships. People began to trust him, and he, in turn, learned to trust himself. Blaming others is a shield, one that keeps the foolish person safe from self-reflection. But it's also a prison, one that prevents growth. Responsibility, though it may feel heavy at times, is what frees us to achieve greatness. Key takeaway: the wise own their mistakes, the foolish run from them. The third sign, arrogance over humility. Have you ever seen someone who always needs to be the smartest person in the room? That, my dear friends, is the third sign. Arrogance is the mask of insecurity. A truly intelligent person listens more than they speak. Here's an ancient proverb for you. The empty vessel makes the loudest noise. Think about that. The next time you see someone boasting endlessly about their achievements, ask yourself, are they wise or are they compensating? I remember a young scholar who once argued with me for hours about the simplest matters. He sought to prove his superiority, but learned nothing in the process. Years later, he returned, humbled by life, and said, "I should have listened more." Humility, my friends, is not about thinking less of yourself. It's about thinking of yourself less. It's the doorway to true learning and connection with others. Arrogance shuts that door, leaving the foolish person isolated, even when surrounded by people. Key takeaway: arrogance is loud, wisdom is quiet. The fourth sign, lack of empathy. Now, this one stings the heart. A foolish person cannot see beyond their own nose. They lack the ability to step into another's shoes, to feel what others feel. And oh, what a lonely existence that must be. Empathy, you see, is the bridge that connects souls. Without it, we're isolated, unable to truly understand or connect with others. The foolish person dismisses emotions as weakness. They belittle, they mock, they harm, often without even realizing it. Let me tell you about my friend Anna. She was once deeply hurt by a colleague who ridiculed her struggles. Years later, that same colleague faced hardship and came to Anna for comfort. She forgave him, but he confessed, "I never knew how cruel I had been until I felt the pain myself." Empathy doesn't just make us kinder, it makes us stronger. It allows us to navigate life's complexities with grace and understanding. Without it, we're blind to the needs of others and ultimately to our own humanity. Key takeaway: empathy is the heart's wisdom. A lack of it is the mark of foolishness. The fifth sign, the fear of change. Ah, the comfort zone, a warm, cozy prison. The foolish person fears change as a child fears the dark. They cling to what they know, even when it no longer serves them. But life, my dear friends, is a river. It flows, it bends, it changes. The wise embrace this, while the foolish resist, trying to hold the water in their hands. You've heard the saying, haven't you? The only constant in life is change. I once knew a farmer who refused to adopt new methods. His fields yielded less and less, yet he persisted in his old ways. It wasn't until his son introduced modern techniques that the farm thrived again. The old farmer finally admitted, "Change was what saved us." Beyond farming, this lesson applies to every aspect of life. Relationships, careers, even our inner beliefs, all require adaptation. The fear of change is a fear of the unknown, but it is in the unknown that growth and opportunity lie. Key takeaway: change is growth. Resisting it is stagnation. The sixth sign, talking more than listening. Let me ask you this. Have you ever learned anything new while talking? No. That's because wisdom comes from listening. The foolish person, however, loves the sound of their own voice. They interrupt, they dominate conversations, and they rarely pause to hear what others have to say. I recall a merchant who lost countless deals because he wouldn't stop talking long enough to understand his customers' needs. It wasn't until he learned to listen that his fortunes turned around. He told me, "I learned more in a month of listening than in years of talking." Listening isn't passive. It's an active choice to value others' perspectives. It's in the silence of listening that the seeds of understanding and wisdom are planted. Talking without listening, on the other hand, is like planting seeds in the wind. Nothing takes root. Key takeaway: listening is learning. Talking without listening is ignorance in action. Conclusion: a journey toward wisdom. So there you have it, my friends. the 6 signs of a foolish person. But let me leave you with this. We've all been foolish at times. I certainly have. What matters is not where you start, but where you choose to go from here. Wisdom is a journey, not a destination. It's about recognizing these signs in ourselves and others, and striving to grow. Each sign, when overcome, becomes a stepping stone toward a more fulfilling, meaningful life. As we part ways today, I challenge you to reflect. Which of these signs do you see in yourself? And more importantly, what will you do about it? Remember, the path to wisdom is open to all who are brave enough to walk it. Thank you for walking this path with me. May your journey be filled with growth, understanding, and the courage to embrace wisdom.